Hey there, Mishmisha. Your problem is very different than the ones that I'm used to. I don't know, I wouldn't encourage you to drop out of college. I wouldn't encourage you to just throw away the past years, 4 years of your life. But here is what I'm going to ask you. I want you to think, if right now you can get a job, what would you like to do? What kind of job would you like to do? What work? So, for example, are you interested in marketing? Are you interested in sales? Are you interested in finance? Are you interested in becoming a secretary? What kind of job? Because at the end of your message, you said that you want to get a job. So, first question, what kind of job? Now, second question, what kind of education do you need to be good and better and advanced at this job? So, for example, if you decide that you want to get a job in finance and you did not study finance, I would encourage you to take a certificate in accounting or a certificate in finance. Or let's say that your job of choice would be being a secretary. Then there is an executive secretary certificate that you can apply for. My point is, I want you first to decide what would you like to do with your life? What kind of career do you want to adopt? And then, after you decide on that, I would like you to be able to decide on how are you going to be better at this career. You have to back yourself with education. So this is the first part. The second part, I don't want you to just think of quitting college. You have invested 4 years, and there are 2 more years to go, and applied arts is not a bad thing. Maybe the way they teach is bad. Maybe their methodology is bad. Maybe the subjects are not appealing. But there is a reason that you chose that college. So maybe you just need to get out of it and then do your own thing. I wouldn't advise you to just throw it away. You're saying that you have to attend daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, here's the good thing. Because I teach in the American University, and all our certificates, they start at 6. So if you choose a certificate in the career that you would like to pursue, you can continue your studying after college. So this way, within the coming 2 years, you will finish applied arts, and you will be certified in a new career. So that's not a waste. The thought of finding an easy college that does not require attendance and you would just go there and so on, it sounds easy, but it's not. Because even if you don't attend, you'll have to study. And it would be just another waste of another 4 years of your life, because who knows if you're going to like it or not? Who knows if you're going to use whatever you learn at work or not? So I do not want you to just waste any more time. Finish what you started and try to enjoy the little things in college. I'm sure that maybe one or two subjects are nice and one or two instructors are not that bad. So try to enjoy those little things. And in the afternoon, I want you to focus on another certificate or another diploma that would qualify you to pursue the career that you would like to dedicate your life to. Don't think of the useless information, and don't think of the dull place, and don't think of the online degree. All of this, in my book, is called escapism. You're escaping. I do not want you to escape. I just want you to finish, and while you're at it, use this time to pursue something that you enjoy. Think about it, and think about what you want to do with your life, and then let me know how it goes.